We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Shout out to the work hard. Be good. Especially those that didn't take Wednesday off.
Mm-hmm.
Where most people would. You're actually going to work today. Shout out to you for working hard.
And shout out to everybody that is just ready. Just done. You're feeling like it's senioritis, man. We're out. We're out of here. Go be good today and then take some time to yourself.
All right. It's time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six.
Number six, yesterday I went to Elk Grove.
Okay.
I drove all the way out to Elk Grove. So I bought my house back in March over in East Garfield and redid the kitchen and everything. I didn't realize that my corner cabinet, the door for the corner cabinet, I accidentally bought one with glass in the middle and the glass never came. So then I never went to go get it. But then we realized what a nuisance it was to have glass in your corner cabinet because we want to actually put stuff in there.
So you don't see it.
Exactly. Instead. So I had to go to the place that made my cabinets. Shout out to J&K Cabinetry. No, I didn't get a plug.
Right.
They actually hate me. But I went over there yesterday and I was like, yo, I need a door because it's not open to the public.
Okay.
So me and my friend Martin, we do property work together.
So did you just show up and start banging on the door or they knew you were coming?
No, I just walked in and I was like, hey, I need this same thing I got because I brought in the door with a hole in it.
Oh, that's funny.
I need this same door, but just with the door.
Yeah, no little slit right here.
No,
I don't want to see through
middle.
It.
And so they charge you. I take a guess, how much do you think the cabinet door, how much do you think it costs?
Like $50.
$90.
Oh, shoot. Really?
I know. That's what I said.
How many cabinets you got?
I was just like,
I'm about to start mapping. That's some quality cabinets, though. $100 a cabinet?
For just the door.
For the door of the cabinet? Okay.
Anyway, shout out to J&K Cabinet.
If that thing ever falls off the hinge, you call them right back and be like, What is this door?
Well, it'll be me because I'm the one that has to put it together now. Damn it.
Number five.
Shout out to Elk Grove, though, and everyone driving through it right now. There you go.
I love that. Okay, this story was really interesting to me. The Weeknd, did you know about this? Had to choose between performing at the Grammys or the Super Bowl. Allegedly, that's what sources are saying right now. He did tweet out yesterday after the Grammy nominations were released that he believes that they're corrupt and they owe fans, him, and the industry transparency in what's going on over there. Now, in the past, there's been drama surrounding the Grammys. People have boycotted it, and now he's really trying to bring attention to it. But the odd part to me is I've never heard of this before. They wanted him to choose. So I guess there was a moment where he was going to be able to perform at both the Grammys and the Super Bowl, because if you haven't heard, he's doing the halftime show. But until that happened, like, they were really making it a thing. And then at the end of it, he chose the Super Bowl and he's out of the Grammys. Isn't that crazy? Why, though? Like, what do you benefit from blocking him?
I'm sure it's on opposite stations, like television stations.
Maybe.
And so that way, the same way there's a non-compete clause with, let's say, artists that are performing at Lollapalooza, that they can't perform in Chicago the month before, a month after. So that way, the people that want to see Lollapalooza can come see you. So that, I think the same thing would apply where it's like, hey, I don't want people to see you on the Super Bowl because then they won't watch you on the Grammys. And I don't want people to watch you on the Grammys because then they won't watch you on the Super Bowl.
I guess that makes sense because I was like, this is so juicy and messed up. It's money. Yeah. What are you saying no to? Yeah.
Number four.
Drama.
So number four, maybe The Weeknd might want to use this phone number. Maybe you might want to use this phone number, Nina. You should follow me right now on Twitter. Trying to get these Twitter numbers up. @Chicago_Gabe. I'm going to tweet out this number. It's called the Scream Hotline.
Okay.
So basically is when you feel like you're stressed at home and you really want to scream to some, you call this number, you scream, and then it puts it on this site, and then you can actually listen to people and they say that it's therapeutic. You know? I scream on there. Sometimes people are just calling. I think
that's a good one, right?
That was me.
I knew it sounded familiar. Oh my God, yeah. What's that number? I'm gonna get say it on speed dial.
I'm going to say it just out loud, but no one's going to remember it. It's 561.
Okay.
567.
Number four.
Damn, the coffee cup just did that.
Blocking
that's crazy.
It.
Crazy. Anyway.
Stop screaming.
I'm going to tweet it out. Follow me at Chicago_Gabe.
Oh, that's funny.
Damn.
I got 567 and then what?
561, 567, 8431.
8431. You guys, I just put this in my phone.
Number three.
I can't wait to use it. But you probably want to use it if you show up to the store and you're like, where'd all the toilet paper go? I was just talking about this, that they were out of paper towels when I went the other day. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that, guys, we're going to be okay. Toilet paper makers have just made a big announcement saying, we have made so much toilet paper, there's no way we're going to run out again. So for all of you hoarders, there's no reason to hoard it because they are not going to run out and will be fully stocked. They called it something really funny, too. It's like the tush tissue trades.
Did you make that up or that's what they called it?
No, it's what they called it. Okay. Tush tissue trades. Serious business.
Number two.
Rich.
Number two story. Speaking of being sold out, it's so odd. You can have toilet paper that's sold out, but now your ornaments might be sold out.
They're doing it so much earlier. I can't believe you. How many people have told me they have set up their tree? I would say it was middle of October. They want to grasp and hold on to something that makes them feel comfortable and safe.
That's a manager of a Christmas store out in Florida who said that his Christmas store is selling more than ever. People are putting their decorations up earlier than ever. But folks, welcome to the train. It's called Hanksmas.
Exactly.
We've been on it. You should just jump on board. Stop fighting it like most Chicagoans do.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on through. People are doing it too. So should you.
Choo-choo.
Number one.
Okay. It is one thing when kids prank their parents, but it's another thing when parents prank their kids. It's the good old Cornish hen inside of the turkey prank.
What is that?
What?
Hold that out.
This?
Yeah.
The second chicken.
Oh,
it was pregnant.
That's the saddest thing
ever. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Turkeys have eggs. They don't have eggs.
We can't eat it now. We cannot eat that.
This is a rock Cornish hen. Put it in there. Okay? It's a joke.
Who's the one that's saying that at the end and explaining it?
Their father.
The dad.
So it's his three daughters that are going to cut into this turkey and find the raw Cornish hen. And they're like, oh, my God.
Dad sounds so disappointed, like I raised a bunch of idiots.
We have eggs. They don't have eggs.
We can't eat it now. We cannot eat that.
This is a rock Cornish hen.
That was a rock Cornish hen.
That's so funny to me, guys.
I can't believe you're half mine. Anyway.
This is a proud moment.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. Guys, one day away. You ain't got to work tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Today's like a barely.
Yeah, barely. So let's get through this barely together.
Exactly. Right?
It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. It is time for TBT Throwback Trivia. Here is your question, and it is about a movie. Keanu Reeves was pretty badass in The Matrix.
Mm.
That's why everyone was so hyped when the sequel came out in 2003. But do you remember the name of the movie? The name of the film was called The Matrix, what?
877-591-9696. You just pictured it. You probably love that movie.
Do you know the name? Don't say it out loud, but do you know the name?
Nope.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, The Matrix, what? All right, call us up to play TBT, 877-591-9696. It's B96. All right, we got Troy, who's driving through Illinois right now in his semi. You know I'm going to ask you to do it, Troy. I need a horn honk.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Troy, that's so exciting. Tell me you do that every single time people signal to you when they drive by.
Probably hates it.
All day, every day.
I love it.
Troy's
all right,
a good
Troy.
Human.
Well, you sound like you potentially could be old school, but there's only one way to find out. We're going to give you three questions, one about a movie, a song, and a TV show. And if you get all three right, I probably got a little song for you. All right, Troy?
All right.
Here's your first one. Keanu Reeves was pretty awesome in The Matrix.
That's why everyone was so hyped when the sequel came out in 2003. But do you remember the name of the movie? The name of the film was called The Matrix What?
Reloaded.
Good job, Trey. 2 seconds ago, I said unloaded.
Yeah. That's how you remember. That's how memories work sometimes, right? Question number two, Troy. This one is about a TV show. Everybody Hates Chris was a hilarious TV show that debuted in 2005 and follows Chris as he grows up in 80s Brooklyn. What famous comedian does the show chronicle?
Ooh, Chris Rock.
I knew you'd know that, Troy.
Troy's going to honk his horn when he gets all three right.
If he can. Here's your third one. It's about a song. This 2002 reggae hit was responsible for every child in Gen Z. Wow, that's great. Played loudly in the clubs. Everyone would sing, just give me the light. Yeah, yeah. Just give me the light and pass the dro. Nobody wants you to pass dro anymore, by the way.
I don't even know what dro is.
Some terrible weed you'd get right now. Anyway. Okay, old schoolers, dial up that long-term memory. What is the name of the artist that sings that song?
No idea.
What's funny is that we just finished playing him. Sean Paul, Troy.
Oh, man.
Listen, next time you go to the club, just whisper in a girl's ear, hey, Sean Paul, that's my guy. And then you'll seem much more hip.
She'll turn around and be like.
And then my wife will kick my ass in yours and hers.
And mine for giving you the suggestion.
Don't do it.
Hey, Troy.
Don't do it.
Let's see. Here's a nice little old school Thanksgiving Day question for you.
Who made the best sides growing up?
Oh, Grandma.
Grandma, what was the best side?
The stuffing.
Stuffing,
with the,
Nina?
With the giblets.
Giblets?
Yeah, see, you can't tell me I'm eating the giblets. If you make it that way, you can't tell me or it's not happening.
Hey, Troy, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. All right, brother, thanks for listening to us.
Thank you very much.
Buddy, it's turkey time.
You know what song I missed? Do you remember Adam Sandler's song? Turkey for
you. Brought it up.
Turkey for me. Oh, man, I got to find it and play it for you.
I don't know what that
so
is.
So funny.
All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96. Let's get the business out of the way first. We need... Damn, shout out to the Thanksgiving Day music.
This is what you listen to.
We need two brand new contestants for Wake Up Wars.
Yep.
JJ in Arlington Heights, our homie. He hung out with us for 3 days, won 3 days straight, and got himself some breakfast. We didn't even ask him where he was going.
No, he didn't.
You did? What is it? Call, telephone's on. Quickly, we're doing live radio. You don't know.
He's like, he doesn't know. But anyway, okay. We'll find out. We'll shout him out.
Either way, if you want some breakfast, now's the time to call in. All right, if you want to play Wake Up Wars. 877-591-9696. We need two brand new contestants. So come on, the lines are open to play right now. Okay, before I get you guys up out of here, Nina.
Yes.
I have a list. Did you know? I want you to take a guess first.
Okay.
What do you think is okay from Thanksgiving to take on a plane with you? Because, you know, people are going traveling to see people, which they shouldn't, but they are.
Uh-huh.
And there's two certain things that you cannot take on a plane with you.
So I'm guessing what you can't take on a plane?
Cannot.
You can't take the turkey on the plane, right?
Can.
No way.
Yeah, you can.
What are you going to do? Hold it like a baby? Here comes my little turkey.
No, food is okay.
What about gravy? Because it's a liquid.
Now we're talking,
even
Nina.
If you're following the rules and you think that you're safe with your container or you think that your food meets the requirements, at the end of the day, the agent at airport security has the final say in whatever you can bring onto the plane with you. Your best bet is to do a little research online, head to TSA's website. They have a robust list of lots of different foods, so you can check your niche meal items, whether or not you can take them on a plane.
Robust list. Have you ever
taken... So they said cranberry sauce, can't bring it.
None of the liquids.
None of the liquid stuff. So that's something to be mindful of if you're traveling and trying to do that kind of stuff.
Have you ever taken food on a plane like that?
Dude, when you come from Puerto Rico, everybody's trying to bring everything from Puerto Rico and back.
That's so great. So. I have a little lunchbox.
All right. Enough of that. Now, time to call it to play Wake Up Board so you can put some breakfast in your lunchbox. All right. 877-591-9696. The lines are open. Come play Wake Up Boards next on B96. B96, we are Gabe and Nina, and it is time for the Baby Daddy Check-In. It's two dad jokes and a baby update each weekday, 7:05 and 9:05 a.m. Your first dad joke is, wait, what do you call a woman who sets fire to all of her bills?
What?
Bernadette.
If you know a Bernadette, you go and take that joke right to her.
All right, the Baby Daddy Check-In, guys.
We've been doing this damn baby daddy check-in for exactly 7 months now.
No way!
Whitney is 7 months today.
What?
Whitney is 7 months today. My daughter is almost a year.
Let that all sink in.
My daughter is not a newborn baby anymore. She repeats things. She's like big.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I have a 7-month-old daughter. I hope in your car you're saying, I can't believe I've listened to this damn thing for 7 months.
I can't believe we've been doing it for 7 months. It's like, what have we been, what?
I just, you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. There are ups and downs to parenthood. I think people often talk about how amazing it is. It's cool, but it's very difficult. There are difficult moments. And I will say this, I explained this to someone when it comes to having a kid. Your baseline, your natural baseline in life in terms of happiness is right around a 6, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking through the hallways, walking down the streets, you're not like smiling and happy. You're like just regular. You know what I'm saying? And the difference is when you go home and you watch a TV show, when you do all these things, you're still at that level. And you get happy when you talk to your parents, when you talk to your friends, when you go out. The cool thing about having a baby is that it makes you more happy than you were. And this, I'm trying to explain the happiness because mm-hmm. people always say, oh, yeah, a baby's just so happy.
Right.
And I'm trying to put it into perspective. You're normally just blah. But when you go home and you see your baby, you're not blah. You're just not. You're just like,
miracle.
Hey, what's up? How are you? And you naturally turn into a more cheerful person. So that is how I'll explain the happiness that a child brings you. And I do it on my baby's 7-month birthday. So shout out to her and congratulations to that one.
Happy 7 months. Did she get a cake?
No. She got that last month.
Okay.
Second dad joke. My wife and I, oddly, share the same sense of humor.
Huh.
I mean, we have to because she doesn't have one. So we got to share. So we got to share mine. I've been making jokes to her. She's like, I tell her all these dad jokes a day but in advance. And she's always like, Anyway. All right. Wake Up Wars is up next. It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Nina, this used to be called Black Wednesday.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, you know, because you would black out on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Right. The biggest party night of the year.
Now she remembers.
Yes. Now I'm in.
Ryan, Rosie, what do you guys think? What should we call it now?
Wind Down Wednesday.
I'm on Rosie's tip. Every day is Wind Down Wednesday for me.
I like Wasted Wednesday.
Wasted Wednesday. Because you got to do it at home. Ah.
There you go.
All right, we're working on something. Anyways, we'll work on the name of that.
Really creative out here.
But we do know the name of the game. It's called Wake Up Wars. And representing for Team Gabriel today is Ryan in Norridge. Good morning, Ryan. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving early to you, too.
We're also wishing the same to Rosie out in Berwyn. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan, I know you don't mind. We're going to let the ladies decide who goes first today.
Thanks, fellas. Rosie, do you want to go first or do you want to let Ryan go?
We'll go first. Girls first.
Okay, perfect. Ryan, hang on a second, okay?
All right, good luck.
This is how the game works, Rosie. You're about to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win, and of course, it takes 3 victories to get you breakfast.
Okay.
Here's the female-centered question. This type of book of blank pages is used to record daily events, experiences, and maybe even secrets. And when I was little, I had one with a lock on it. Hint, it's not a journal. What is the book of blank pages called?
A diary.
Next question. Jay-Z is a multi-platinum hip-hop superstar whose wife just happens to be Beyoncé. What is Jay-Z's real name?
Sean Carter.
Rosie, you're just breezing through these. Okay, here's your Chicagoland question. Malls around the Chicagoland area will be closed this Thanksgiving, allowing everyone to enjoy family time this year. Despite us thinking this mall in Gurnee was the largest in the state, it's actually 3rd largest behind Woodfield and Oak Brook Center. What is the name of the mall in Gurnee?
Oh, I don't know. Is it Lighthouse Outlet?
Hang on one second, Rosie.
Ryan, Norridge.
Hello.
How do you feel living in Norridge? Do you feel like you're a suburbanite or do you feel like you're a Chicagoan?
Well, we're like a little island of Chicago, so I'd say Chicago.
I've never heard it referred to that way, but that actually makes complete sense. Norridge is literally, it's one of those suburbs where if you're on this side of the street, you're in Norridge, and if you're on this side of the street, you're in Chicago. It's like one of those kind of places.
Yep.
All right, Ryan, let's see. Rosie got 2 questions correct today. If you can get more, you'll take the victory and get closer to that breakfast. Your first female-centered question.
This type of book of blank pages is used to record daily events, experiences, and maybe even some secrets. And when Nina was little, she had one with a lock on it. Here's a hint. It's not a journal. What is the book of blank pages called?
A diary.
Question number two. Jay-Z is a multi-platinum hip-hop superstar whose wife just happens to be a Beyonce. What is Jay-Z's real name?
Oh, man.
Question number two. Malls around the Chicagoland area will be closed this Thanksgiving, allowing everyone to enjoy their family this year. Despite us thinking this mall in Gurnee was the largest in the state, it's actually the third largest behind Woodfield and Oak Brook Center. What is the name of the mall in Gurnee?
Gurnee Mills.
Okay, Ryan.
Ryan.
Tied this bad boy up.
Rosie, he knew Gurnee Mills. So you guys both got two questions correct, and you made it to the tiebreaker tune.
You're still in this, Rosie.
I'm here.
So the way the tiebreaker tune works is that I'm going to tell you the name of a song, and you just have to tell us how long it is. And whoever gets the closest right wins.
Okay.
Your song, in honor of the question right here on Wake Up Wars, is by Jay-Z. It's 99 Problems. I got 99 problems, but how long is that song?
4 minutes and 56 seconds.
Okay.
Ryan, you made it to the tiebreaker tune. Your song, fittingly, is by Jay-Z, and it's called 99 Problems. How long is that song?
I'll say 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
Okay. Rosie said 4 minutes and 56 seconds. The answer is 3 minutes and 54 seconds.
Ooh, Ryan Norris.
Wow.
Congratulations. Hey.
I like when we get it to the top.
Hey, good job, though.
Oh, I love the sportsmanship. They're just like fangirling over each other.
All right, guys, the answer to the questions quickly. Number one, the little journal that Nina had. Or no, it's not a journal. It's a diary, guys. Question number two.
Is Sean Carter. Jay-Z's real name is Sean Carter.
And then last but not least, Gurnee Mills. I thought that was the largest mall in Illinois. I always feel like I'm there for like 10 hours, but apparently I'm at Woodfield a bit longer. All right, Rosie, thanks for playing. Have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thanks, you too. Happy Wind Down Wednesday.
Yeah, girl. Back at you.
Have a Thanksgiving, Rosie.
We're going to get you information, Ryan, and then we'll see you back here Monday morning, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No problem, buddy.
It's like socially distant, hanging out with friends. That's what that felt like.
I know.
Didn't it?
I feel bad for people that aren't going to be with their usual suspects on Thanksgiving tomorrow. But you know what? The cool thing is you get to hang out with us right now, your friends, Gabe and Nina. And when we come back, we're going to be doing Does Chicago Care, our new segment. All right. Don't go anywhere. It's B96. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time for Does Chicago Care? And on the line, we got Jesse from the Northwest Side. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, so, this is great.
Glad you're here. If this is a brand new thing we're doing. So Nina and I are going to give you pop culture in a different way.
Yeah.
Everyone does pop culture all up and down the radio dial, but no one could do it like we do. Because we actually ask, does Chicago care about these damn stories?
Right.
All right, Jess, I'm going to go first, all right?
Okay.
All right, your first one is Dave Chappelle. We all love Dave Chappelle, but he actually is asking people to stop watching his show, The Chappelle Show.
If you ever liked me, if you ever think there was anything worthwhile about me, I'm begging you, please don't watch that show. I'm not asking to boycott any network. Boycott me. Boycott Chappelle's show. Do not watch it unless they pay me.
Okay, so what he's saying is that they basically took the Chappelle Show from him when he walked off of the set or whatever and never came back. And they said, hey, man, you signed your rights away. We can do whatever we want. So Netflix was streaming it. He was doing all those specials with them.
Right.
And he was like, yo, Netflix, man, you know what? It's really making me sad that you guys are doing this. And Netflix, like a stand-up guy that they are, or girl, they said, okay, we're going to stop playing it. But then what ended up happening was HBO Max started streaming it. And the issue with that was, the way Dave Chappelle put it was, when he offered them the Chappelle Show, HBO could have said yes, or they could have just said no. But instead, they said, what do we need you for?
That's so messed up.
Here we are some years later, and they're streaming his TV show, and he's saying to them, what do you need me for? Stop streaming it. So he's asking everybody to stop doing that. Now, the question of this segment is, does Chicago care? Jesse, Northwest Side, what do you think?
Yeah, man, I think they do care. You know, it's cool by Netflix. They're respecting the artist in this. They're taking the artist back. And, you know, okay. I support it.
Okay,
I Chicago. I support it because I already saw the show, so I don't need to watch it again.
He's like, I'm okay. good. I don't need to stream Fair anything. Enough. That's the best part of the story, though, is the fact that Netflix took it down.
Yeah.
They're going to make more money with the other partnership.
And I think Chicago does care about that because Chicago loves when you stand up for something that's yours and that you believe in.
Mm.
So I feel like because it's something like that, you're like, yeah, you know what? I do care about that story because...
Integrity.
Nina, what you got over there?
Okay. Also about something that you can watch. We're talking about live concerts. So there's two artists that dropped new live concerts today that you can watch. One of them is Shawn Mendes. His is now streaming on Netflix.
I don't know, Jesse.
Hold on.
I don't know if Chicago's caring about the Shawn Mendes concert.
Think about yourself as a young girl that loves you some Shawn Mendes.
Hey.
Okay. So his is now streaming on Netflix. Also, Taylor Swift. She dropped out of nowhere yesterday and let us know that her little concert, Folklore, the Long Pond Studio Sessions, is starting to stream today also on Disney Plus.
Jesse, still there? Or did you hang up?
But this is different. Jesse, you got to think about that part of Chicago that loves Shawn Mendes and Taylor Swift in live music.
Okay. Well, let's see here, Jesse. I'll go ahead and ask you first. Does Chicago care about that?
I think there's a certain demographic that cares about that.
It's a very young, great answer.
The answer was kind of.
Barely learning how to drive demographic that cares about that. I'm going to say most of it probably doesn't.
Yeah. That's the interesting thing about it. Let's see. Shawn Mendes. Now, if Shawn Mendes and Taylor Swift did a concert together and then Camila Cabello got jealous because she's like, what are you doing with my man? And then everybody was like, oh, shots fired.
Dang.
And then Kanye West came out from behind and was like, I'm going to let y'all finish.
And then whatever he cares about, I'm like, I'm not watching this. I just wanted Shawn Mendes.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for hanging out with us. All right, brother.
All right. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And there you go.
Watch some Netflix.
You ask yourself, does Chicago care about that? It's B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. Thanksgiving's tomorrow, man. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Ready. It's Hanksmas. Full swing.
So there's some people that are on college campuses across the country who can't go back home because of COVID or whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one particular professor going viral because of the email she sent out. Listen to this.
I sent out a message to the students saying that I know it's been a hard semester and that some students I'd heard couldn't go home. Really, I didn't want anyone to feel sad or lonely on Thanksgiving.
And I thought it was so cute. I sent it to my group chat and I was like, oh my gosh, look, my professor is just so cute. She's so wholesome.
It solicited this incredible response and it's made me realize that maybe we're not used to kindness anymore.
Nope.
That's why, like, Professor Pierce's tweet, I think, resonates with so many people. The glimmer of hope and, like, humanity in people.
She said she promised to drop off a Thanksgiving plate to each of her students that were stuck in the dorms for the holidays, and all they had to do was just let her know.
Oh my gosh, bless her. What an amazing person.
It's like people like that, that you're like, I can imagine her being like, oh, I can't have these students sitting here without a dish.
Yeah.
I'd never do that.
You wouldn't?
No. I'm not that kind of person. I got to be honest. Listen, I would come up with the idea, Nina, but I wouldn't do it.
I don't know. I can't see you letting somebody sit by themselves without you offering them something.
Nina, exactly. I'm glad you said that because I would invite them to my house.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go be like, I'm going to drop off a plate to you. I'm like, look, Papa, this whole table is going to be full of food. Come on over. Stop being crazy. Come on over.
That's cool.
Anyway.
I'm dropping off a couple plates this year.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. To a couple friends that are quarantining and doing different things, but they're by themselves, so
I'm going to tell them to come Uber to your house.
I'm making a bunch of food, so I'm going to have it delivered.
Are you doing a potluck at your place on Wednesday, or is it just you cooking?
Not this year. It's just me cooking, but I used to do potlucks when I lived in New York with my friend. We would do potluck Friendsgivings. It's the greatest thing ever. I loved it.
Love potluck?
I love them. It's like when you borrow your friend's clothes, there's something cool about wearing something that's not yours. It's the same thing about eating a dish that you didn't make. It's like fun.
I feel like potluck is a super spreader.
What do you mean?
You know, it's like, it's like when you go to an event, right? If you were to go to an event right now, you'd have to trust every single person that's there, right?
Yeah.
And when you go to a potluck, you have to trust that every single person is a good cook. Because if you have 10 people cooking, if one person messes it up, we all got the poos.
Okay, that's fair.
And that was a super spreader.
Okay, that's fair. I guess you have to be really conscious of who you're potlucking with. But thankfully, my friend's good cook.
I can't believe you like potlucks.
Oh my God,
potlucks
it's so is just, it, fun.
It's so terrible because in potlucks, 4 of the dishes never get ate. 3 of them, only like the top layer is edible.
Oh, the best part about it is you get to steal Tupperware. And then if you have it at your house, then they leave plates behind and you're like, nah, I don't need it. And then you have some new like stuff for your kitchen. I'm terrible. Anyway, potlucks are fun. I love it.
All right.
I want to have a potluck, man. Remember we had one last year?
Oh, the people's potluck. That was fun. What did you bring to that?
Green bean casserole.
And that was one of the soggy ones that no one ate. Look at that.
Gobble, gobble, everybody. It's turkey time.
That's what I sound like when I walk into my mom's house. Gobble, gobble, everybody. It's turkey time.
Gabe's here.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. All right, I have the answer.
Okay.
Who should be washing the dishes on Thanksgiving? And I have the science to back it. Now, Nina, who do you think should be doing the dishes?
In my mind, I'm thinking my dad. Whoever didn't do most of the cooking.
Right.
It's fair.
You know, it's funny. It says here, this one lady says, I put out a bucket of water and soap next to the sink. And when people are done, I expect them to dump it in there and move it around. That's what somebody said. So this dish doing should be left to the guests.
That's kind of genius.
However, Micah Meyer, the founder and director of Beaumont Etiquette, who understands etiquette better than anybody, says that when it comes to pitching in, the rule is no pitching in. Guests may be polite enough to offer to help you clean up after the dinner. However, a gracious host would avoid accepting their offer, as you are the host and you simply want your guests to have a relaxing and enjoyable time. So, with that being said, confidently show up to Thanksgiving. Confidently show up to your mom's house and be like, Mom, I'm not picking up a dish. Confidently show up to your mother-in-law's house and say, lady, I know you're not expecting me to clean up.
You should see my face right now.
Confidently show up to your man's mother's house and be like, and when she's like, mija, can you help me with these dishes? Be like,
when was this etiquette written?
According to
like a million
Micah Meyer of Beaumont Etiquette. No, as a matter of fact, this was written yesterday.
Oh, is Micah just lazy? Is Micah, what is Micah
doing?
No,
she's actually the founder and director of the Beaumont Etiquette.
You said that, the etiquette school. Okay. So Micah's
saying, the founder and director. She runs an etiquette school. She actually teaches etiquette to people.
But this isn't courteous.
Hey, listen. Don't shoot the messenger.
Okay, all right. So this is the message. The message is
don't do dishes.
And you just leave your plates laying around.
Don't do dishes.
I don't want anybody getting in my dishwasher, but I would love my guests to bring the plates into the kitchen or put them near the sink so I don't have
paper
to run
plates.
Around. Maybe. But then at
paper
least
plates.
Pick up your paper plate and throw it in the trash can.
Sure. Okay. But the dish doing.
The dish doing.
It. I don't know why I'm so happy. I never do dishes. My mom does all the dishes.
My brother never does either, and I always yell at him. I'm like, what are you doing?
He's like, not the dishes.
Detective Gabe. She's Detective Nina. Together, they are the Lie Detectors on
B96. B96, it is Wednesday. Excuse me. B96, it is time for Lie Detectors. And let's just go ahead and bring her on the show. Shayna, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Shayna. Okay, holidays and everything, but you still think somebody is lying to you. Who is that?
My brother. Like, I guarantee you he's lying to me.
Okay, what do you think he's lying about?
Oh, he just sent out, like, we have a family text thing, and he just sent out on the group chat, like, hey, so with all the numbers going crazy, I don't feel comfortable coming to Thanksgiving, so I will be there in spirit. Deuces. And it was just like,
that sounds like a very reasonable excuse not to come to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you that was actually the reason, I guarantee you he just wants to go chill with his girlfriend.
Has he been paranoid about all of this since it started?
No, not even close.
Wait, so why is this an issue? Why do you even care?
He's gonna leave me alone with my family. There's not enough wine in the world. I am not doing that. If my brother's not there, there's not enough to distract about the 50,000 question about why Shayna's life isn't great.
Where's your boyfriend?
Okay.
Why aren't you at your significant other's house?
I was just gonna say, like, why would he even lie about going to his girlfriend's house?
Well, he didn't. He said he's staying home, right?
Yeah, he's staying home.
She thinks he's
staying
going
home,
to
avoiding
his girlfriend's house.
Avoiding COVID.
But why couldn't he tell you that?
Because he knows that I'll be pissed. He knows that I don't want him to abandon me.
And I'm sure your mom would be upset, too.
Well, yeah. Because mommy's boy.
Okay.
Why
this is good.
This is a fun one.
All right. So the whole point, let's say we do catch him up. Let's say he is lying. Is this like we're going to go tell mom and dad that you're lying?
Right. I'm going to blackmail him. That's for 100%.
Okay. She's going to get something out of it.
All right. Well, listen, Shayna, you said he did work at, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We came up with an idea of how to get him to admit whether or not, in fact, he's going to be home for Thanksgiving or if he's going to be at his Boothang's house. All right. So Shayna, hang on one second for me. Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. When we come back 3 minutes from right now, is he trying to avoid the family fiasco or is he being a good kid trying to save his parents from COVID-19? Oh, I made it all depressing now, didn't I?
Oh, you're being responsible.
Either way, we'll find out in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Lie Detectors is next on B96. And we're back, Gabe and Nina, on B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is time for Lie Detectors. We just talked to Shayna, who seemed to be in a bit of a pickle, or I wouldn't even call it a pickle.
Well, she's alone eating the pickles because her brother is lying to her, she believes, about coming home for Thanksgiving. He says it's just because he wants to be safe and keep the family safe with COVID going on.
Maybe in a bit of a sweet potato, since it's Thanksgiving related.
Now that goes better.
We are going to try to catch him up right now. Shayna, just sit back, relax, and hang tight, okay?
All right.
All right. Lie Detectors starts now.
Hello.
Looking for Hunter. Hunter?
It's the T. Yeah.
Awesome.
This is Hunter.
Hunter, it's Mike from HR over at. No, you're not getting fired. Don't worry, dude. Actually, we're actually calling you up, man. We stumbled across some last-minute shifts. Some guys kind of had to bail on us. So I have been the one tasked with finding the replacement, man. So I'm just calling around, dude. Wanted to see. I know you're not scheduled, but see if you can come in Thursday. We have two shifts available. Oh. Hello?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we got morning.
Oh, yeah. I can't, actually.
We have two shifts available. We have somebody that bailed on our morning shift, and then we got our afternoon shift that starts at 1, dude. You sure I can? We're paying double time.
I know. The money would be great, but I'm going to be with my girlfriend and her family. We just have a great time on Thanksgiving. We're all on the same page. And
how does your family feel about you spending Thanksgiving with somebody else other than them?
What? I mean, they don't.
Are you serious right now?
What's going on? Hunter.
Hunter the Destroyer.
Yeah. This is your sister. What is wrong with you? Nina.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Gabe and Nina from B96. We're doing the morning show here in Chicago,
on
man.
The radio.
Yes, you're on the radio, dude. Hey, let me ask you this. Your sister's upset, man. She says that, why aren't you going to Thanksgiving? You said you were going to go over there.
Yeah, well, it's just more fun in her house, and, like, we're all on the same page, and I can just chill out all day.
Wow. Are you
and
serious?
It's more relaxing.
Like, okay, so boohoo, it's more fun over at your girlfriend's house. Like, you're going to leave me alone? And now I definitely know you're lying. So now they're going to all be asking me, are you sure? Do you know why Hunter didn't come all the time?
Hunter, she said she was upset because she's going to be all by herself on Thanksgiving, man.
I'm sorry. I find Thanksgiving stressful. And frankly, I just want to get stoned all day, smoke my sativa, have my single malt, and like roll blinds all day. And I can do that with my girlfriend. My parents, they just like suck. They're super anti-weed.
Why couldn't you at least talk to Shayna, though?
I'm sorry, what? This is my Thanksgiving. This is when I like to just... What do you mean? It's the eat bed.
It's your sister, man. Why don't you bring your girlfriend over there? Smoke weed before you... Eat some edibles, bro.
Nah. We're making edibles.
But Hunter,
awesome
Hunter, that sounds great. And I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time. But why did you lie to your sister about it? Like, or even...
I didn't really lie about it. I just didn't give deep.
You lied to me.
I said no, and like COVID, that seemed like, I mean, that's everybody's excuse this Thanksgiving, right?
Wow.
I mean, listen, Shayna, if you had your own boyfriend, you could go to his house.
Oh my God, that is such a low blow.
We're out of here.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. Geez, would you be as upset as they were? And a brother-sibling rivalry like that?
If I was Shayna, the first thing I would be doing right now is calling my mom. Guess what? Mm-mm, my brother's not lying to me.
I get mad at my sister for not coming to Thanksgiving or Christmas when she has no excuse. She's just like, nah, I'm just not feeling it this year. And I'll be like, what? And I get so upset. So I totally understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, me too. You're in this together.
Speaking of the holidays, Nina, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you and everybody else a nice little tip of what not to do.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to make the same mistake that this guy made.
Cakes are cakes. Who's going to question cakes? I've had plenty of rum balls before, and they haven't been used, cooked with rum or anything. It's like essence or something like that. What? Still eating them.
Okay.
I don't know if I really got what he was talking about.
Did you hear rum balls?
I heard cakes.
Okay. So basically what happened was this guy was leaving a dinner party.
Uh-huh.
And he gets pulled over by the cops. They're like, sir, it seems like you've had a little bit to drink. And he's like, no, not a sip.
Uh-huh.
And then he just keeps on doing what he's doing. And then they pull him out the car and he actually gets arrested and fined for DUI. He loses his license for 3 months.
Was he drunk?
He was eating rum ball cakes.
That's so... See, and when you eat rum balls, you don't think you're actually going to get wasted.
So during the traffic stop, it's all on camera. He's eating the rum balls during the traffic stop because he's thinking to himself, like, what's the big deal? I didn't do anything. I'm just popping and popping them, these rum balls.
It's just like cakes and cakes.
But he blew into the breathalyzer and he blew a thing that was higher than what it was supposed to be.
Oh, no.
So all that to say, be mindful of what you're eating during Thanksgiving because you might get yourself a Dewey.
Mm-mm. No eating and driving.
Could you imagine that?
Officer, I'm not.
Happy Hanksmas. We're still in it. Getting ready to go into this long weekend. Kicking off Nina at 9:30 right now. Brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar. Giving you a gem for the journey. And this one I thought was appropriate going to into a weekend about giving thanks, right? So how the word get is going to change your day. That's what I'm going to tell you. So a lot of times we start our mornings, you wake up, you go through a mental checklist, right? I have to go to work. I have to pick up my kids. I have to go to the grocery store. But just a simple swap of have to get to can change your perspective as you move about. So I get to go to work today. I get to pick up my kids today. I get to go to the grocery store so we have something to eat. And I know in explaining that, maybe it sounds like what a little Pollyanna attitude, but I think right now an attitude adjustment and perspective is one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves to save our mental health. You know, it's hard. This Thanksgiving holiday season is going to be hard for a lot of people, but we still get to do things that are valuable and worth giving thanks for.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm really big on nonverbals. And
yeah.
Actual words are nonverbals, right? I mean, even though you're saying them, what you say, how you say them. And so I didn't know what you were going to say, but when I heard you say, I get to go pick up my kids,
yeah.
I get to go to work today. I mean, geez, that really does put a spin on your mindset and how positive you're going to be throughout the day, for sure.
Right. And if you can start your day with that type of mental checklist, then maybe the rest of it will be a little bit easier, or at least in a space where you can give gratitude.
I got one. You get to be with family this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you get to.
You don't have to go to Thanksgiving. You get to be with family this Thanksgiving. So be grateful for that.
Yeah, a lot to be grateful for.
Now, what you have to do is listen to us, though.
Right, and I'm going to give you the cheese right now. You ready for it?
You have to listen to us.
I'm so thankful for all of your sweet faces and your ears for being here with us. Weekdays, Nina at 9:30, giving you that gem for the journey with Gabe and Nina on B96. You know what goes really great with that podcast? A steak.
I thought you were going to say a glass of wine.
Always wine.
Always steak and wine.
Unless you're a vegan, then you can have a Beyond Burger.
Wait, from Sarpino's. No,
oh, wow. Look at that.
My commercials don't play in the podcast.
We
either
appreciate
way,
you.
We hope you enjoy the podcast. Keep listening, guys.
We'll meet you live weekday mornings on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.